Now, you might think that there is a single, you know, elitist mindset collected there in Switzerland and Davos, but there's not. Comes as kind of a big shock considering how much these people embrace cancel culture and making sure no other viewpoints are ever allowed to be heard in public. But there are different viewpoints that are being heard, believe it or not. There's not a full-speed ahead mentality in Qatar, for example, where the Minister of Foreign Affairs says gas and oil will remain in the mix for decades to come, and that the goals being set for going electric by the G7 are not realistic at all. And he blames bad policies from the World Economic Foundation, Forum, whatever they are, for energy poverty all over this world. Listen.
When it comes to the transition agenda, unfortunately, a lot of the policymakers, they have set unattainable goals, like very aspirational goals, that they didn't realize that this will need time, will need a significant amount of investment. And also, they stopped or didn't allow investments in the last 10 years, probably. And we have seen that this energy poverty, which unfortunately being accelerated because of the war in Ukraine, it is a result of these policies.
Yeah. He goes on to talk about how damaging to the environment mining for rare earth minerals truly is. He's right. Of course, Qatar likes to make oil and gas, and so he has that point of view. But it's nice to hear some different points of view. How about in Australia? Senator Malcolm Roberts pulling no punches and calling global warming for what it is. Listen to this.
These lunatics in the United Nations and some of the large corporations who are benefiting and pushing climate alarm, they're essentially saying that this planet around us, this speck in the universe, is controlled by humans. And it's absolute bullshit. And it's dangerous bullshit.
I think he got his point across. Yet the globalists have quite an inflated image of themselves, don't they? To the point of being completely absurd. Do you remember the clip from the movie Malice with Alec Baldwin talking about the God complex? Well, his character in the movie would blush at what's being said by some of those in Switzerland now. If you've ever wondered what the God complex looks like and sounds like in real life, how about John Kerry? Yeah, that guy. Talking to people at Davos and claiming he and a select group of people can actually save the world. If we just do as we're told, of course. Listen.
And when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial to think about, quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever. And there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
No, we do think you are a crazy left-wing tree-hugger, bunny-lover, weirdo that probably did come from outer space. That's exactly what we think, Johnny. We also think you look like Lurch. Is that the Addams Family? Whichever program, the Munsters, I don't remember. The sanctimonious John Kerry. He cannot help himself from grabbing fear-mongering and slamming it around, telling us we're all going to die if we don't do as we're told. We're all going to die, says John Kerry. Listen.
But we have to go further. I have said this before, but I say it again. I'm convinced we will get to a low-carbon, no-carbon economy. We're going to get there because we have to. I am not convinced we're going to get there in time to do what the scientists said, which is avoid the worst consequences of the crisis.
Yeah. I believe we're going to get there, too. But we're going to die. Oh, please. You know, this kind of histrionics, this kind of absolute, unadulterated manure should help plenty of things grow. Good God. Did John Kerry have an inflated view of himself, you think? I want to jump to bite number 8 here because I want to go back to the minister from Qatar. on Bite 8, who also took shots at how unfair it is to demand third world countries, poor countries, not to develop their own resources for energy. It's not fair, and that's what they're being told. Listen to this.
It's also unfair for a lot of developing countries to demand them not to develop their own resources and not to be energy independent while they are still in need for their development journey. And a lot of countries around the world, actually, they are seeing the wealthier countries being unfair for them in demanding them to stop to develop their own resources.
Yeah, people like John Kerry telling them what they're allowed and not allowed to do. That is the, you know, the demands being made on these poor people. You'll sit there in the dark, damn it, or the planet will die. And we'll tell you when you can come out of the dark. No, that's not how it works. I don't work for John Kerry. I don't work for the World Economic Forum. Sure as hell don't work for Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab, they have asked to make you sit in the dark. They have asked to save the planet. You must do as we say. You must do as we say. No. No, we mustn't. And in fact, the real existential threat to this country, to Western civilization, to freedom, to prosperity, to our future, are most of the people collected in Davos, Switzerland at this moment. These arrogant, elitist globalists who think they can dictate from on high to the peasants down here, to the serfdom. They are the danger to the planet. And I, for one, will not sit idly by while they try to ram this crap, this garbage, this faux science down our throats. Thank you. Pass. I've had my fill. Don't forget to check out SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. That's where you can drop me a line. Tell me how things are going. SteveGruber.com. Drop me a line. Tell me how things are. What you like. What's happening. Follow me on Twitter, Getter, Truth Social. I'll be right back.